parents aren't in agreement about a father being involved with their child's life. How do the courts decide what's best for a child? Brad Kay is a longtime divorce and family attorney and partner at Merrill Family Law. He says that as parental roles have expanded, the legal system has largely changed with the times.
I think some time ago, even as early as when I started practicing, it was kind of an understanding that, you know, you would have one parent who had the majority of parenting time, and the other parent, oftentimes the breadwinner of the family, would have more of like every other weekend parenting time, and then maybe one or two nights a week during dinner, but not to be overnights. Since then, I would say there is a trend in trying to get parents more to a 50-50 schedule, equal, if at all possible. I think, you know, there's been a lot of studies and a lot of opinions by judges that whenever possible, if we can have two fully involved parents, that's going to be much better for the child in the long run than just having one, right?
Programs like those championed by Braswell are a big part of this shift. Despite the hardships that some fathers may face, if they can find assistance and overcome these hurdles, Kay argues that this shouldn't stand in the way of them being with their children.
I've had many cases where one father who was in and out of jobs had had some reported mental health issues, still received 50% of the parenting time after going through, you know, meetings with the child attorneys and a full-blown custody evaluation. You know, it was found that even though there's some issues and some work that this father has to do on himself, you know, you still have to have the keys to your jail cell, right? And I mean, I know I could have come up with a better analogy there, but if he is found to have had issues in the past, as long as he's taking the steps needed to become a more self-sufficient individual, and while he's going through those steps, he's still able to be a great father, then, you know, why would we take that away from him? Why would we rob the child of something like that?
Bradwell says the key to all of this is building a better infrastructure that can adequately provide the support these dads need. Fathers Incorporated has just launched a new online resource called Papa University that has a range of tools and guides for fathers. To find out more about this new initiative and additional links, head to viewpointsradio.org. You can also find out more about Brad Kay by heading to merrillfamilylaw.com. This segment was written by executive producer Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Carey Price.
What we can all learn from some of the greatest coaches of all time when Viewpoints returns.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Got a car-loving dad? Nice. We've got a Father's Day sale. Right now, our Armor All Ultimate 8-Piece Bucket Kit is just $25. That's soap, a wash mitt, wheel cleaner, tire shine, glass wipes, and interior wipes. Plus, a bucket to use for the wash. All for just $25 at the AutoZone Father's Day sale. Now through the 16th.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
Why are certain providers and medical doctors not listening to family members who have lived through a disease path for such a long time?
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
$5 won't get you much food these days, even on a value menu, unless you're at KFC. With the new taste of KFC deals, you can get a hot, juicy drumming thigh, creamy mashed potatoes and gravy, and a flaky, buttery biscuit starting at just $4.99. Son of a bucket, that's a good deal. The new taste of KFC deals starting at just $4.99. It's finger-licking good. Prices, participation, and product offering may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra.
You can do it all by yourself, baby girl. What's your name? Let me talk to you. Let me buy you a drink.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Rafael Nadal, Simone Biles, Michael Phelps. Behind every great athlete is a dedicated coach that's there every step of the way. Many professional athletes would likely not be where they are today without this guidance. Sports writer Justin Spiesman spent years researching what made a coach superior.
Now, I'll tell you that the way people won, the way coaches did what they did, was very unique to the coach. In no capacity was the way that Bill Belichick did it the same as the way Phil Jackson did it, the way is the same that Jimmy Valvano did it.
While each person is different in their own respect, Spiesman did highlight that there were certain qualities he saw time and time again.
There was certainly a dedication to greatness, you know, a desire to be the best at what they did. They were students of the game. They were hard workers. No one just got away with greatness without putting in the time and the effort.
Spiesman breaks down many of the coaches he studied into 4 distinct styles: the team builders, the strategists, the technicians, and the closers. The first 2 styles are fairly straightforward. A team builder is someone who excels in bringing the team together and getting each athlete amped and in the right mindset to contribute to a cohesive team. The second, the strategist, analyzes each detail of every play and takes a very scientific approach to the game. The next is the technician, which Spiesman says is one of the more unique categories.
I thought about the coaches that had a really remarkable grasp on the technicalities of a specific sport, the mechanics, understanding how training and preparation optimize performance, discipline, sports science, physiology, psychology, nutrition. The technician is always focused on those types of things. They help their athletes become the best of the best through a number of variables like science and academics and analytics. They study the game. They're kind of like the money ball of coaches.
And last, there are the coaches that are the closers, the ones who really excel in leading their team or athlete to a win during the final stretch of a game or competition.
Those are the coaches that, when there's blood in the water, they close that game out. They know victory when they see it. They motivate and they inspire others to finish strong.
And there are those that fall into more than one category. For instance, take Bill Belichick, the former head coach of the New England Patriots. Belichick led the Patriots to 6 Super Bowl titles, the most in history for an NFL head coach.
One of Bill Belichick's gifts is he would find what your greatest strength is and take it away from you. That's strategy in its purest form. But he's also a closer. I mean, he won. He won games. He won championships. He won titles. He closed out. So he definitely could, it is arguable that he could fall in either of the 2 categories.
And there are also new coaches paving their way. Sean McVay, who led the LA Rams to the Super Bowl title in 2022, is in his mid-30s. He's the youngest coach in football history to win the Lombardi Trophy. Spiesman says that in the world of sports, he's seeing more and more coaches who are hitting their prime earlier in life.
These coaches that are in their early to mid-30s, that in the 80s and 90s and in early 2000s, that was unheard of to be a head coach that young. But now we're seeing it happen quite regularly. And a lot of it is because these coaches are easier to relate to. They understand the culture. They relate better to the players. So they have this innate ability, just generationally, to connect with these players and understand the players' basic needs. And the players then look at someone that's more like them, that understand their challenges, that understand the modern day issues that they're experiencing, and they want to run through a brick wall for them. And so I think we're definitely seeing a downturn in age of coaching. They obviously have to have a substantial amount of experience and qualifications, but we are seeing younger coaches getting far better chances.
And these prominent younger coaches often don't have several years of experience playing the sport professionally before they move into coaching. Take Sean McVay, who played collegiate football at Miami University in Oxford, Ohio. After graduation, he didn't go on to the NFL, but instead pivoted into a coaching job with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The reality is that some people in the game recognize early on that they're better at developing players and leading a team than being a pro athlete. On the other hand, there are some great coaches who've had amazing athletic careers. Take former basketball player and current head coach for the Golden State Warriors, Steve Kerr, as a prime example. He's an 8-time NBA champion, winning 5 titles as a player with the Chicago Bulls and the San Antonio Spurs. He's currently in his 10th season coaching the Warriors and has led the team to 4 NBA championships.
He understands the rigor of the game. And so I think that you don't have to have played the game to be a great coach. But I do think you get some remarkable insight if you did play a game, because it does give you this kind of behind the scenes approach. And you've gone to war on the courts before. You know what it feels like to recover. You know what your body's capable of. You get it. And I think that gives you a level of credibility that these players relate to.
And this connection between athlete and coach is vital. Continued communication and a mutual reliance and respect are just some of the qualities that are key during the years spent together. In fact, many of these competitors work with the same coach for much of their prime. You're probably familiar with Simone Biles, but have you heard the name Amy Borman?
I mean, Amy was born in Chicago. She was a gymnast herself, but at a young age, she wanted to earn money for her family, so she started coaching gymnastics. She ends up going to high school, and the high school had a great gymnastics program, and she was a great gymnast herself. She actually won a city championship when she was just a freshman. She wasn't good enough to become an Olympic gymnast, but she still wanted to be involved in the sport. So she goes to college, and while she's in college, she takes a part-time coaching position. And at that point in time, she ends up accepting a coaching job in Texas at Cypress Academy, which is one of the best gymnastics coaching schools in the country. And then in 2005, she meets this gymnast named Simone Biles while she was at Bannon's. In that moment, life changed. You know, Simone was 8 years old. And 8 years later, she's the U.S. national champion and all-world champion in her senior debut.
Borman coached Biles for more than a decade before they parted ways in 2016. But many experts wonder, where would Biles be today without Borman? There's no doubt that her guidance laid the framework for the athlete's dominance in the sport today. Across history, there are many coaches that never get their due recognition for the athletes they've helped develop. Yet they continue on with their craft for the love of the sport. To find out more about this topic and our guest, Justin Spiesman, visit viewpointsradio.org. Also, check out his book, Coach, The Greatest Teachers in Sports and Their Lessons for Us All, available online and in bookstores. For more behind the scenes, search Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, X, and Facebook. This segment originally aired in February 2022 and was written and produced by Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
Hey, what are you doing up on the step stool?
About to clean these light fixtures. The whole family's coming over. And if there's even a speck of dust in the house, my abuela will find it.
Here, I got a Swiffer duster to help with that.
A Swiffer what?
A Swiffer duster. It has this cool extendable handle that reaches 6 feet to get high and low, with fluffy dusters that easily trap and lock dust.
So, no more step stool?
No more step stool.
Easily trap and lock dust from hard-to-reach places with the Swiffer duster. Love it or your money back.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
Certainly, we all want to see suicide prevention, and I'm certain that it does work to a degree. It's when I hear that all suicides are preventable that it makes me bristle, because they are not.
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
This is Viewpoint Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. We've all seen them before, on the highway, at stoplights, or taking up two spaces in the grocery store parking lot. The massive pickup trucks. They're an obsession that Americans can't seem to quit. The Ford F-Series, the Chevy Silverado, and the Toyota RAV4 were the top three highest selling cars in the first quarter of this year. According to Car and Driver magazine, more than 400,000 of these heavy-duty vehicles were purchased during this period. Take it from Ford CEO Jim Farley, who said the brand's F-Series is the second most valuable product by revenue in the U.S., right behind the iPhone. The starting price for a 2024 F-150 pickup truck is almost $37,000. But why are so many Americans buying such powerful trucks? These cars are understandably popular in areas where construction and hauling are common, but what about in cities with tight streets and limited parking, or areas where gas is very expensive? According to J.D. Power, it's millennials who are investing in trucks, and most don't have any real need for them besides going from point A to point B. But a key point for many car buyers is what these designs symbolize. Newer models keep getting bigger and fancier, and having a massive, powerful pickup truck can be a status symbol. There are also a fair share of critics out there. People who worry about the environmental impacts or safety of pedestrians because of a truck's blind spots. The reality is that trucks are big business still, and these owners are leaving yesterday's compact cars in their rear view mirror. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. This year has been a feast of new music, but many observers online have agreed that even releases from some of the biggest pop stars in the world are full of melancholy or downbeat songs. Taylor Swift's The Tortured Poets Department is, well, tortured. And while Billie Eilish's Hit Me Hard and Soft has its euphoric moments of dance break relief, it's also full of haunting melodies and heart-wrenching lyrics. Enter Chapel Roan, your favorite artist's favorite artist. Roan has been around for a bit, having released her first single back in 2017, but she released her first debut full-length album just last year and has risen steadily to prominence ever since, thanks to her fun, infectious songs full of dancing synths and glittery choruses. Her album, The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess, is chock full of bops, jams, and other types of sing-alongs, with a few ballads stirred in for good measure. Red Wine Supernova has been something of a Spotify sensation, racking up more than 85 million streams, and on tour, her dance-along Hot to Go tears the house down. A big part of Roan's popularity explosion in 2024 was that she opened for Olivia Rodrigo, exposing plenty of Gen Z fans and TikTok users to her most fun songs. And Roan wisely capitalized on that popularity by releasing an undeniable new single called Good Luck Babe, which has to be on the shortlist of Songs of the Summer with more than 145 million Spotify streams. In a year with plenty of slow songs, sad ballads, and lyrics about crying at the gym, Chapel Roan's small but mighty catalog of songs is exactly what the doctor ordered when you're looking for fun music to listen to before a night out. I'm Evan Rook.
$5 won't get you much food these days, even on a value menu, unless you're at KFC. With the new taste of KFC deals, you can get a hot, juicy Drummond thigh, creamy mashed potatoes and gravy, and a flaky, buttery biscuit starting at just $4.99. Son of a bucket, that's a good deal. The new taste of KFC deals starting at just $4.99. It's finger-licking good. Prices, participation, and product offering may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra.
The Radio Health
Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
Why are certain providers and medical doctors not listening to family members who have lived through a disease path for such a long time?
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.